Daft Sadi Aleph Omid Bey, so we're up to Ula Rami. That's what we're up to, the second wide line. The second wide line, Ula Rami. Ula posed the following contradiction. Hashem will obliterate, will swallow up death forever. Hashem will wipe away the tears from every single face. It's mashma, there's no more death. Death will cease to exist. You know, the famous Schwab says, what's in Al Kolpanim? When a person is very happy, you go to a chasna, a grace of simcha, a person cries. You cry a very great pain, and the person cries a very great simcha. Loss of love, no one's going to cry by a simcha. Kolpanim, even a tear of simcha. What's pshat? It's pshat because psychologically, we don't understand how the mind works. When a person can go to a simcha, it's a very great simcha, in the mind, it's really triggering tzar. How did you get to the simcha? It's because you went through so much tzar to get here. When you cry at a simcha, it's really you're bringing
coming
up
out,
tzar is coming out. So mela, there's going to be pure simcha. No one's going to cry me'al kolpan. There's not going to even be tears at a time of simcha. Half of the fella, huh?
Is it appropriate to say that at a simcha tzar? Probably not.
I don't know what it means. I don't know what it means. I mean, what does it mean exactly? I told this over a few times.
You said for a simcha?
I saw over different events. I said this for over. Not about simcha. I said this in Takhanan Tisha B'Av. I said this. Not everyone. People there, they're a little disturbed. But they don't really. It's a controversial word. It's not. It's a chish. Oh, nice of you to come. Very nice.
So
very
I'm happy.
Nice.
I wanted you to have a nice,
very nice
little talk.
Very nice. Thank
give
you for coming.
Give you some time together.
Thank you for coming.
Okay, he deserves Rabbi Lehman a little.
Thank you for coming.
Special time with you.
FaceTime.
Special
coming
time with
here
you.
To be
bonding.
No.
Weiter. You missed a good word. We have the puzzle. We have the third line. Daf tzadi aleph on base. You're in the wrong daf. And what are you doing over here? In the wrong daf.
You put this over here.
Daf tzadi aleph on the base. Tzadi aleph on the base. So if and the second part says ki hanar ben meir shon yomos. It says there's death. A young man will die when he's 100 years old. Lo yem misham oid ul yom. No longer will be an ul yom. There'll be a person who's an ul yom, someone who's young in years, that will die. So we have a stira. One pasuk gets mashma. The pasuk goes on and says, "Not going to be an ul yom, a person who's young in days that will die. The person's not going to die when they're 100. They'll die when they're 500.
What time period?
Time Mashiach. The same time period. So we have a stira. One pasuk says there's going to be an obliteration of death. And the other pasuk says there'll be death, but people will just die. They'll live a lot longer. Have a stira. Like Kashi can be Yisrael can be Umasel in the months in the veld. They can live very, very long. They live to the year 100. They live to whatever, but they live 500 years. But a yid's never gonna die. A yid's gonna live forever. Vaita. The Uma Yisrael my boy is affecting my what? The Goyim are gonna live and they can live a very old age. They can live very old age. Well, my boy Hassam. And for the Gemara, Hanach the Sibahu, the Amdu Zarim Veroy at Seinchem.
Of course, the question is Chias Amazin. That's the question.
No, not Chias Amazin. Think over here. Time. The Moshe Mashiach. L'chayim means there's going to come time when they're going to obliterate death. The steward, whatever it means.
What are they doing over there?
What are they doing with this? Why they're zuch to be living such a long time period of time? Whatever it is, the Gemara says that the people that we need servants. People that are going to tend to our needs. They're going to be the farmers and the plow and the vineyards. Hanach the sibru be amdu zarim strangers will rise up. Verahu tzanchem they will shepherd your sheep. Uvenechar I karechem will be your farmers. Vecharmechem and will be the people that will tend to your vineyards.
We'll sit here long through the
top. Therefore, that's answer number one. Okay, that's answer. Rav Chistorami. Rav Chistorami. Rav Chistorami is the following stira. Sivis in the positive v'char fa'al v'arno v'asha achama. There's going to be so much lichtigkeit in the last level that the moon will put to shame and the sun will be two different excesses of shame. Cherpa busha. You hear that? Busha, cherpa? Cherpa busha? The levana.
Cherpas and bushes.
So the levana will be put to shame and the sun will be put to shame because ki malach Hashem tzivaka is because the Eivishta is going to be the melech and male and there's going to be so much lichtigkeit. Like Arya, he walks into the room, the lichtigkeit, so much lichtigkeit, the sun will be put to shame. The most is a kashuk since the past v'ahayyarachalvanachachama. But it says the Arhalavana is going to be Garcham, that the Levana is going to be like the sun. The Arachama and the Arachama Yeshiv Osayim. It's going to be seven times the Koyach it is now. Someone means 7 times 7, 4 times, someone means 7 times 7 times 7. It's going to be much, much brighter than it is now. So but what is the common denominator? It is going to be the sun will cast light and the moon will produce light. It does not say, but the previous pasuk says that the sun, the moon, is zero relative to the or of Hashem. Have a stira, or like the or of Shivas HaYamim, like the or of the 7 days. The The Gemara answers like Kashi Kan Limos Hamashiach Kan Limabad. There's two different worlds. There's the world of Limos Hamashiach, and Limos Hamashiach is going to be a lot of light. But the sun and the moon will also provide light, but it's light, but it's, the light will be a lot more.
Why can't we get the answer before by
Chesnesh, can't ask any kash on this Gemara is so deep.
The beetle and Mavis.
But Mavis, there's going to be a kind of Mavis, I have no idea, I don't know. Well, that's the answer, and but Olam Haba is going to be, the Hashem is going to be the light, Mel is going to be, therefore there's going to be the Charf Hashem and the Bosh Alvoida. They're not going to produce anything relative to the Arav HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right next to the Mavis says, Oshmu Duhamar Ein Bilma Zeh Limois HaMashiach Ela Shimalchus Bulvad, that is, nothing's going to change. All going to be, it's business as usual. Nothing's going to change whatsoever in times of Limois HaMashiach. Therefore, you can't go give me the answer that at that point in time, the sun's going to be 7 times what it is now, or 49 times, or more than that, because it says it's going to be business as usual. So, like Kashi Kan B'machanet Tzadikim Kan B'machanet Shechina. We first Elam Haba, and Elam Haba are going to the Machanes, there's Machanet Shechina, and there's Machanet Tzadikim, and Machanet Tzadikim, there's going to be a lot of light. But in Shechina, there's going to be so much light that the person is going to be blinded, the sun and the moon are going to be nothing relative to the aura in the Machane Shechina. Where do you want to be? Do you want to be the Machane Shechina, or do you want to be the Machane Tzadikim? Very interesting, what's the divine? Rav Arami, new steward. I bring death and I give life. Uchsidu Pasuk says, Mochatzti, I cut down, Vani erpe, and I heal. So what it was? What is the pshat in this pasuk? Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, the stira is a stira. One pasuk mashma that Kadosh Baruch Hu Hashem only gives tchias amesim, life and death. Another pasuk says no, that Hashem is not mechay mesim. Hashem just heals those that are sick. So what is it? So Amar, so I'll answer you. The stira Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu mashani memes ani mechaye. The answer is that no, they're both referring to the same tekufa. That during the time of tchias amesim, a person will not come back better than before. A person will come back to continue where he left off. A person has a deformity. A person, whether it's a deformity in the guf or a deformity in the neshama, right? The Gemara repeats this. He said multiple times to emphasize the point that in the Olam Haba, a person is going to come back into this world to continue where he left off. And vahodar mashe mechatzi, this deficiency in a person and vani erpa, the person will be healed. Tarabanon ani yom ames va'achaya. I bring death and I bring life. All the pasuk means is that Reuven dies and Shimon is born. But the nish is zel bazach, not the same person. The pasuk compares tchias amesim to healing the sick. Mochatzti, Hashem says, I cut down. Vani erpa. Ma mechitza urefua be'echa, just like being wounded and being healed is the same person. Af misa v'chayim yechad, it's the zelba nesham. The same nesham that goes into the ground, comes up once again. Mikan teshuva. Look at the Imam Shachan. This is the Gemara. You see this guy. He always knows how to jump to God. How does he know this? He always does this. I'm telling you, neshama, it knows this. I'm telling you, Marcus Lehman, hey look at neshama. Unbelievable. Kodesh kodashim. Kodesh yamalai. How do I deserve to be sitting over here and such tzaddikim over here? Me ani. Who am I? Weiter. We can teshuva l'tchias l'oimim ein. Here is a response. L'oimim ein tchias hamesim min ha'tere. Beferish. And it's going to tchias hamesim. Time in the Bible. So, Omar, Rebbe, Meir.
And Thomas Nashi Moshe Shurim. That's not right. Thomas Nashi Moshe Shurim.
That's in this world. That's before tchias hamesim. Thomas Nashi Moshe Shurim. That's what he said. That's what whatever. Tanya Omar Rebbe Meir Minayin L'Tchias Hamesim Min HaTorah Shenemar Oz Yoshe Moshe Famous Gemara B'nei Yishol U'B'nei Yishol Es Hashira Hazoyes L'Hashem Shor Loin. It does not say in the past tense. Elo Yoshir Hashem will sing Mikan L'Tchias Hamesim. So Moshe will once again L'Tchias Hamesim, he will sing the Shira with the Gans Klal Yishol at the time of Tchias Hamesim. Kayoytzei Ba'dover Ato Emer Oz Yivne Yehoshua. He was the Kohen Gadol at the time of the Bayis Sheni. Oz Yivne Yehoshua, Zechariah reported that he will do this. Mizbech Lashem, Bonel Nemar, Ela Yivne, he will build. Mikan Lutchias Amesim Min HaTorah. Ela Miata, Oz Yivne Shlomo, Bama Lichmosh. Does that mean that in the future, Shlomo Melech will get up from the dead and will build a Mizbech? For Chmosh is the name of an idol. He's going to build a Mizbech for the Ark, it says in the future tense. Lichmosh, Shikutz Moyav, the abomination of Moyav. Moyav worship this idol called Chmosh. And the pasuk over here says that Shlomo will build Pashupshad in the Pasuk is that he built, that when he married the daughter, when he got married, whatever, he married more than 18 wives, he built a Mizbeach for the Avodah Zarah. But being that it's written in the future tense, does this imply that Shlomo HaMelech, when he will come back from the dead, he will build a Mizbeach for an idol? Ridiculous. Hachinam Diivneh Ferdigamara. Ella, so the answer is no, this Pasuk is not a kasha. In this Pasuk, we have a new interpretation. It does not mean that he actually built. Shlomo HaMelech Chas V'Shalom to say that Shlomo HaMelech would build a Mizbeach for Avodah Zarah. But because he did not protest, he didn't want to. He was indifferent. He allowed silence. He allowed it to happen. He did not make a macha. If you do not make a macha, you tolerate injustice in society. The Torah considers it as if you yourself did it biyodayim. Being that his wives, people did it, and he did not protest, he did not flex his muscles, so therefore the Pasuk comes to criticize, and it's as if Shlomo HaMelech actually did it. Does not say in the past tense, in the future tense, to teach you that this will happen in the future, mikan l'tchiyah sameisim in HaTorah. This is what we say in the next world. Shira is what Shira. If you learn Torah in this world, you'll be zoiche to learn Torah in the next world.
Amen.
That's what it says. Shneimar Ashrei Yoishre Veisecha Oid. In the future, you will be zoiche Yehalelucha to sing the Shira Sela forever. Vaita Omar. The voice of your prophets, atzoyfe, the seers, nosu kol, have given forth a voice. Yachtav together, yiranenu, rinenu loynemer, does not say in the past tense, but it says as a yud in the beginning of the pasuk, the word ella yiranenu, mikan litchias hames minatayr. They're all going to sing shira. They're all going to say the Shira b'kolechad shnemar kol tzayfayach nasu kol. They will raise up their voice. Yachtov together yiranenu. What is the deep meaning of the Gemara? Because Chazal tells that every navi, he says nevuah besignon echad. Ein shnei neviim shemisnabin besignon echad. In this world, there is no such thing as two prophets who give over prophecy in the same expression. Everyone has a unique perspective, because everyone only sees nevuah biasplak mario she'ena mi'ira. The middle is a distortion. You have to have the seichel to come forth in order to see the nevuah. The middle is always going to be different. Ein shnei neviim misnam b'signon echad. But when Mashiach comes, the clarity of the Ribbono Shel Olam will be so clear, they're all going to sing Shira b'signoi nechat.
No discussion here about what each person does with the other one's drushes.
No discussion whatsoever. Before your children, this is what they say at every dinner, every yeshiva dinner, to make everyone feel guilty. Rabbi Yisai, you come to the dinner, open up your wallets, and give us everything you got in there. All the credit cards, all the checkbooks, just give it to us. Because if you do not do so, you know what's going to happen to you. This is what you're supposed to say at a yeshiva dinner, every yeshiva dinner, all the way from every extreme. Kol hamane halacha mipitalmid ki ilu goyzloi minachalas avaysav. You're a ganaf, you're a gazlan from the inheritance of what these children, the kindlach, what they deserve. Shenemar Torah tziva lanu Moshe. And if you don't give us every penny that you have in your savings, in your pension, you're mamish a gaslan. You're a gaslan.
That's
what it says. Kol hamoneya halacha mipi talmid. How do you teach a halacha to the talmid? You need rebbeim. We need a nice building.
We have to have
a nice building. We have to have teachers. We have to have a resource room. We have to have tutors. We have to have everything that we need. Good food.
An
army marches on its stomach. We have to provide for them good food.
It has nothing to do with the pension plan.
What?
That has nothing to do with the pension plan.
We need money. Take it. Give us everything you got. Sell your house.
Sounds more like the Christian.
Sell it. That's what it says in the Gemara. We're talking about. Call Hamanea Halacha Mipi Talmud Kilu Goz Hacham. No one says such words by Yeshiva Dini. Mamash, read the Gemara. Read the Gemara. Torah Tzivalanu Moshe Marasha Kilas Yaakov Yishukiz. Every single person over there, they should lock them up, put them behind bars. The Mamash says that they're ganav. Moirashi he lechol Yisrael mishay shesim ebreishes. Amar b'chalamah bar bizna. Amar b'shemim min chasido kolam agam kam nelach mitalam. But worst, kovaita. The next speaker, the next customer says, Afilu ubarim shemayimon nekalin oisai. The tired king. Like what's after the ubarim? The ubar is tahar. It's one thing if a person who's a rasha gives a curse. Big deal. You walk in the street, there's a shikar and he curses you for the chveis. Big gedula. But if a tzaddik gives a curse, oh, you gevalt. An uber is a kodosh v'tar. There's no more pure creature than an uber. And he's cursing these people who are sitting here fressing away and not giving all of their life earnings to the kentilach. Mekalmes ha-shnemar, moinea bar. Those who deny bar means Torah. What is the halacha? Yikvu lo'om will be cursed by the nation. Lo'om. And the Gemara says, om does not mean a nation. Om means a baby. How do you know that? Ve'elam ele ubodim shnemar ulo'om bil'om yamatz. Because it says that shame told Rivka, there are two babies inside of you. One nation will be greater than the next. And in this moment in time, they will not get nations. In this moment in time, they will ubodim b'me'ei iman. Yamatz will be almighty. Ve'en kaba, when it says kaba, yikbu means to curse. How do you know it means to curse? The same word is used by Bilam. Bilam said, how can I go curse that which Hashem did not curse? The ain bar. Bar here means Torah.
Bar refers to food.
Bar means it's a mushel. Torah is called lechem. L'chu lacham u'belachmi. Grain. Torah is called grain. It's
bar
a mushel.
Bar.
Lishbar. Bar means Mitzrayim. Ela Torah. Shnemar. Nashku var ten yenaf. Nashku means you shall acquire. I'm not sure what this word means. I didn't have time to look it up. You have an English translation. What does it mean, nashku? Say the translation of the word means nashku. Nashku var pen yenaf. You should... That's a drasha. That's a drasha. Nashku means like...
I can look it up if you want to look it up on my phone.
To kiss. To kiss. Var pen yenaf. You may become an adulterer. And that means over here, it means that you shall engage in the limud ha-teira. Look at Rashi. Rashi says... No, there is no Rashi. Okay, but Nashku Var over here means, in this context, it means, Bar means to learn Torah. If you don't learn Torah, then a person will have another God. Yenaf over here means, Yenaf means commit adultery. What is adultery in relation to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Avodah Zarah. If you don't learn Torah, then you begin to run after the almighty dollar, after the almighty smartphone, the latest gadget, gizmo, all these things, the mamish, the Yetzirah. If you learn Torah, I don't need these things. These things mean nothing to me. Ula, I don't need cover, I need time. These things are nothing to me. I don't need cover, I need food, I don't need a smartphone.
I didn't even have supper tonight.
He's a tzaddik. He needs
supper. I'm just reinforcing what you just now said.
A morsel of food. Torah, you see what it is.
Just reinforcing what the Gemara says.
Moist to nefesh Torah. When I go come here without eating supper, never in a million years. Never in a million years. Right, Ula Bar Yishmoel Omer. Ula Yishmoel says, "Menachvin Oisak Kvar." You know, they do this for the person that does not give. They tell the people on the way out of the dinner, instead of giving them doggy bags with delicacies and hot cookies and all these things, you tell them, if you don't give us your 401k, then you know what? They're gonna perforate you like a sieve. We're gonna drill into your body so many holes. For denying the Talmidim, the Halacha Mipi Rabban, Menakvin Oisai Kichvar, we're going to perforate your body like a sieve. Ksifacha Yikvuhu Lo'aim, or Ksifas, and it says over there, Vayikoif Kvar Bidalto. They made a hole in the box, the Pushka, to put the money in the box. It's Mida Kenege Mida. If you don't put the money in the Pushka, we're going to put a hole in your body. No, no, what are you doing over there?
You're talking about things like this, then I can.
I don't care. No, you can't do that. You can't do that. You drive me crazy. You drive me crazy. You
food, if you digress, then I can do it.
It's not digression. That's part of the shir. You cannot go and look at that thing over there during the shir. It's osur. The hakpada gemura. The amar bai ki uchlo de katzore. Uchlo de katzore means a utensil of a laundry man. These utensils had a lot of holes, the perforations, and you hold it, and the water goes down, and that's what's going to happen to the people who do not give the money to the Talmidim, to deny them of learning Torah. The im limdoi, if you go now, you have a positive reinforcement, you go, you teach them Torah, maschara, amar amrava, amar rav sheches, Zoicha lebrachos ki Yosef. Shenemar ubracha, a blessing, l'rosh mashbir, to the primary supporter. Ve'in mashbir ele Yosef. Shenemar v'Yosef hu hashalit, ala aretz hu hamashbir.
He was the provider. What's the connection to Torah?
It says ubracha l'rosh mashbir.
Yeah, but he didn't support Torah. He supported the Mitzrayim.
No, we're making a drasha. This pasuk of this bracha, it says ubracha l'rosh mashbir. End of the pasuk.
Ubracha.
The pasuk first says all the curses. What's going to happen to the person who doesn't give the money? That's a whole discussion. We start off with the pasuk. We start with the pasuk. Moneya. Look at the pasuk. The whole pasuk is moneya bar yikvuhu l'oyim ubracha. L'roish mashbir mishle yud aleph chavav. What is the topic? Denying Torah from Talmidim. The monea boris Torah will be perforated, will be cursed, loin by the babies. But if you do give them the parnasa, you do give them the Torah, you provide them with the means to have Torah, you will be blessed. Uvracha l'roish mashbir, like Yosef. Yosef was zecher to grace the brachas in the greatest moment of despair. He was elevated to the grace of gedula, even at a shurach. Eishas Potifar, he was zeichet to all the gedulas, because he was Yosef HaTzadik. Shnemar ubracha l'rosh mashbir ve'in mashbir l'Yosef. Shnemar v'Yosef hu hashalit al aretz ha'mashbir l'chol am aretz. What's the ultimate bracha of Yosef? What is the ultimate bracha that Yosef received? Can you tell me? No. The greatest bracha of Yosef HaTzadik, that no one can even come near to touch him. This is the ultimate bracha. There's no ayin hara. Ayin hara is not shalit. So what does that mean? It means magic? He has like a... No, it means that he's such a good person, no one gave him ayin hara. No one wished bad. They loved him so much. I only want for him good. Wow. That's what it means, no ayin. It doesn't mean ayin hara. Oh, I'm malach. I mean, you can go look at the whole day. That's nonsense. Ayin hara means they loved him so much. He's matzachin, there's no ayin hara. That was the bracha of Yosef. We want you to have a mansion. We want you to go to the palace in Bedford Avenue over in Flavish. We want this. This is what we want for you. No one's in your ayin hara. Because he was such a good person. He went and he gave so much stuck to the he supported all the little people. I'm not. Why is it called the tzaddik? Yosef, two reasons. You learn from Yosef tzaddik. You learn the person called after one of two reasons. Either you support someone, you support, or you oymed bin nisayin. Oymed bin nisayin. These are the two reasons why you call the tzaddik. I'm not sheishes. That's why Noach also this parish called the tzaddik, because Noach didn't know he was oymed bin nisayin. He was not like the generation. He believed that Hashem was mabul. Oymed bin nisayin. The whole dar was Rishon. He was a tzaddik. Number two, he provided for all the animals for the entire year. He has the two reasons why he was zech to be a tzaddik. Vayit. I'm not sheishes. Kol malamid toyo lebeolam azeh. Anyone that's malamid. You're a teacher in this world. You're going to teach in the next world. Shenemar umarve, a person that saturates. He quenches the thirst of other people to learn Torah. Gamhu yoyre, he will teach in the future as well. He will teach. How come there's no one over here? No one wants to come. What about the people who want to give a shenemar? No one wants to come. Right. The truth over here is each one of you is shocked and I get 1,000 people. I'm giving shit like now, Madison Square Garden.
It's the famous verse, Rabbi Hyman, in Tarkadas, right?
Children. I'm teaching all Duras.
Right.
Vaita, Amrava, Minayan Litriya Samasim, Natar Nodemkar, Shanemar, Yechi Ruvain, the Al Yamois, Yechi Ruvain, the Masay, the Al Yamois.
Why don't we continue this before?
We have many riots.
Jumping around.
There are many dimensions of Litriya Samasim. His is not just one size fits all. Each limit is a new dimension to what exactly is Litriya Samasim. Amrava, Yechi. There are many that are sleeping in the ground. Your kids, they're going to wake up. These will wake up for olam hazeh. The eila and these lacharafos will wake up for lacharafos for terpa. Lediroin olam for the netherland. Lediroin means day roin. No, interesting. But what is the Holocaust? There are many different words for the Holocaust. Rav Schwab calls the Holocaust day roin.
Wow,
that's his term. Not Churban Europe. Not Shoya. Not Holocaust. It's called a day ra'oin. Dai re'iyah. You can't even look at it. It's so hard to look at day ra'oin. Now, Rav Schwab has an incredible word. I told this word. He learns in this part of Shimon Schwab is that Trias HaMesim is only for the Tzadikim Gemurim or Rasham Gemurim. Anyone that's in the middle doesn't need Trias HaMesim. In the next world, Kodesh Baruch Hu can give reward to the person what he needs. But a person that's Tzadik, the only place you can have pure reward is in this world. And the only place where you can have the worst suffering possible is this world. Gehenim cannot bring upon a person the suffering that shaykh in this world, and the tainug that in this world you can have, you cannot achieve in the Eloh
HaEmes.
So Mela, the only ones that are zechut tchiyas hamesim are the tzaddikim gemurim or the reshohim gemurim. Everyone else's account can be settled in the next world. And it's a ferish apostate. The tzaddikim are going to be zeicher to olam ha'gvaldig in this world, and the reshom gemurim, they're going to go. They also chiyas hameisim. For what purpose? In order to suffer, wow, to suffer the tzaris of this world. Vaita. That is what Rav Shimon Schwab said on this pasuk. Vaita. Rav Ashi Yom Amichachayz and the Mekor. Vatem. This pasuk. Doniel. Doniel ish chamudos. So the Malach said to Daniel, "You, Viato, you, Lekates, Lech Lekates, you shall go to the end of days. I'll see you later. I'll see you later, sonny boy. You go, I'll see you at the end of days. In the meantime, Visanuach, lie down. Have a good rest in the ground. Visamoid, you will rise up once again. Ligoy Rolchot, for your destiny, Lekates, Hayim, at the end of days." So the Malach is telling Daniel that you're going to be Zechat of Chiyas HaMesim. Vaita, oh, my Rebbe Lozor called Parda Shamanik as a tziba benachas. Any leader that guides his people with nachas, zoicher manhigam b'el maba, or the zoicher to guide them in maba shnemar ki merachamam. Those that love the Jewish people, yinahagim, will once again merit to guide them. The alam abuy mayim yinahalem, on waters, on rivers of water, he will guide them. All of the rabbanim, the manhigim of the dar, it's good to be a rav. If you're a rav in this dar, you'll be zechut to be a rav in the time of chiyas hameisim. V'yomar Rebbe Elazar gil gedol deyoshlin lebein shtei gil oisyos das grace zach. It was given between the two oisyos, meaning between Hashem's name, and oisyos is called Hashem's name. Shemar ki kel deyos Hashem. On the right side is kel, on the left side is yud kei vav kei, and there in the middle is deyos. So therefore, you see, Deo is sandwiched between the Shem Hashem. V'yamar Rebbe Elazar Gadol Mikdash Zel Bazach Lebeis Hamikdash Shnidam Bein Shtei Oisiyos Shneimar Po'alto Hashem Mikdash Hashem Koinu Yodecha. Mikdash is sandwiched between Yud Kei Vav Kei and Aleph Aleph Nun Yud. Maske for Rav Ado Kar Chinoa El Miata Gadol Nekama. What about revenge? Revenge also is Mikdash Shnidam Bein Shtei Oisiyos. Because it's in the pasuk Kel Nekamas Hashem.
What's wrong with that?
Oh, so Nekamas is not a good tzach.
Hashem is the Nekamas. Hashem
is the Nekamas, but it's not good. But it's not a good tzach. It's a meeting which only
fixed retribution.
Who says it's so good? Who says it's so good? Is that Takachut to say Kel Nekamas Hashem?
Hazino talks about it.
But it's not a good tzach, Luchayim. So Amalei, he says it is a good tzach. It is a good tzach. Lemil saw Hachinami. If Nekama is used for a good purpose, it's a gewalt gezach. Kidu, like when you see again, Nachmal is Macham to the Gemara, Nachmal, Mamish, right and left and center, wherever you turn, this guy is there. He's like Mamish, he's like SpongeBob. Wherever you go, he's there. Vaita, Kidu, the Yama Ula, like the Macy's Day Parade. Kidu, the Yama Ula, Shtei, Hoy, Fa'ois, Halalu Lama. It's the next chag. Isn't that the next chag coming up? Isn't that the next chag? Thanksgiving?
Well, tonight, no. My wife, the rabbis called me, said I'm like SpongeBob.
Isn't that the next chag?
She'll say, well, that's a lot better than what I call you.
Isn't that the next chag?
Chanukah.
What, Chanukah comes before Thanksgiving or after Thanksgiving?
Well, I think Thanksgiving
is first.
We have every day.
Chag. It's one of the
Shimchel, Chanelai Dais.
What
is this? Lama achas limitas tev, achas limitas puranis. One is for good, there's a tackle, the hoifa, it says, a kol kamos hofia, to appear. HaKadosh Baruch Hu appears for good, in order to be mahana the velt, the tzaddikim. And Hashem appears to take revenge from the umos ha'olam for all of their sins. So Enechnami, when it comes to this Enechnami, it's a good tzach. Two different things. The achas and the stoyev yachas, the midas peronis. The ama, Rabbi Elazar, kol odom sheyesh loy baideya, kilu nivne beis hamikosh biyamav. A person has das, it's as if the base
doesn't matter what he uses it for.
He used it to get married, because this, you know what this Gemara means? It says Rachmon, the person that loses his wife, it's kibul the base hamikdash was choraf, it was destroyed. Mamish, unbelievable Gemara, and this is the parallel to the Gemara. A person has seichel to know who to marry. If you have Deah, You know, you don't. You go look for money. You go look for yoifi. You look for. You have das to know what to marry. You're building a beis hamikdash. It parallels the Gemara. The Gemara says when if he loses that, then it's kilu chor beis hamikdash. That's pshat in the Gemara. People know the secret of the Gemara. This is the emissary you send. The Gemara called him shishlo dea. The dea means adam yoda es chava ishtoi. It's the same word. I'm telling you more what you said over here. Adam yoda es chava ishtoi. That's the day Akilin Divne base Hamikash Biyam. This is a shtel to that Gemara. Shazanitan bidin shte oitzios, Shazanitan bain shte oitzios. It says, we connect these two together. The Amar, Rabbi Allah, Zakhalotim Shesh, by day and on his day, Losef, Miss Asher. He will become wealthy. He have a good wife. My mother always told me, the Zuchus Parnasa comes from the wife.
Absolutely.
That's what it says over here. Comes from the wife. And it goes hand in hand. Adam Yoda Schavi Ishtoi, Kilimidna Beis Hamigash, Mimela, he's going to be Zechet to Dvald Gaparnasa. That's what it says. I'm telling you, that's not a joke, Shnemar. With Das, and with Das, if a person has Sechel Hayasha, who knows who to marry, don't worry. Chadorim Yimalu Kol Hoin Yokar Vinoim. Your inner chambers will be filled with wealth, Yokar Vinoim, precious things. Precious things, Embulazar, and that refers to children, right? Haben Yakirli, Yakir's children. And then when it comes to all these Gvald Gazach and pleasantness, all these good things are going to be filled up in the person's house, the person knows. It's called Gvald Gatari to Darshan for Shebrachas.
Which one? Let's put this over here.
Both of you are making symbols this year. Mm. Both of you. Both of you. I don't know about me. I don't know.
We'll see.
Both of you. Both of you. I'm telling you, it'll be a mamish Torah.
But what does it say over here? What does it mention the wife over here?
The wife? I'm telling you.
You're
not going to see this in the footnotes of it. That's why you have to come to the shir. Yeah. I'm telling you, say this, you're not going to find the footnotes. Everything is in the article footnotes. Come on. Right. We are my beloved, because I'm saying by Deya. Oh, a person has no Deya, like me, doesn't have a wife. Adam Yod Aschavi Ishtoi. Also, L'Rachim Allah. No Rachmanis. When you see the guy, you turn away. Arois. Shenemar ki loy am bina ischu. What's the makar bina? A kashrach with nosan an isha a bina yisera. Bina yisera. If he doesn't have the das, Adam yoda schavi ishtoi, he's not going to be zocher to the insight of bina from the wife of the bina yisera. Al kain therefore lo yirachamenu oiseyu the yoitzroi and the yoitzro lo yichunenu will show him no favor. It's mamish, unbelievable. Mila by mila applies to all the yanim of an isha. The Amar Rabbi Elazar kolos and pilu mishein by the person gives bread lemishein by deya yisurin by melav he will suffer. Shenemar lachmucha yosimu mazar if you give your bread to a person that does not deserve it, mozor tachtecha, then they will be suffering in your place. Ein tevunabo, it's all because you have no seichel. The ein mozor elo yisudin. The word mozor in this passage means yisur shnemar bayar Ephraim eschol. The Ephraim refers to the aseres hashvatim. They saw that they were sick. They worshipped the idols. Eschol yoy. The Yehuda malchus Yehuda es mizayro. They're suffering. He's going to go into Gola. Shnemar, my people are going to Israel because of that, the lack of das. When there's no, see now after he's married, you go to all the yom of a bias. They're not learning the bias. Ish echalte the fire. Why ish ish the isha shalom b'neim shchina b'neim. But when there's no shchina, the yudkei vavkei, then it's ish. Every single gemara of mamish comes with mamish right back to the zil bazach. Of ish v'isha, it's dafke ish. Chazal said this. Ish v'isha, shchina b'neim yudkei vavkei. There's no yudkei vavkei, then it's ish. Exactly what it says. Why? Because there's no divrei Torah. Shenemar kol choshech, any dark room, tamun. Any room that's dark, that's Talmun Litzunav, that's hidden from the Torah. The Torah is called Safun, what's hidden away from the Tzadikim. If you have a bias, and the bias has been denied from the Or of Torah, to Ochleyu Esh, will be eaten by a fire, Loy Nupach, a fire that burns even without oxygen. An incandescent light bulb.
He wants to go, what do you call that? The bellow.
without the bellows. You do not need oxygen and it keeps on burning. That is why HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us in our generation, the previous generation, gave us the incandescent light bulb to show us that there can be fire without oxygen. That there's something called Gehenna. That's why the whole mushroom, you see the light bulb in this light bulb, that's the mushroom. In this light bulb is a dugma shol Gehenna.
Wow.
A dugma, fire is burning inside and there's no oxygen. In Gehenna, there's plenty of Gehenna, even though in Gehenna there's no oxygen. Doesn't this lot of fire. Yera sorid bela. Why? Because to this person it was evil. There should be a sorid. There should be a Talmud Chacham bela in his tent. Ein sorid ela Talmidei Chachamim shnemar uva siridim asher Hashem korei. The Talmidei Chachamim to whom Hashem calls out, to Hashem cherishes. So therefore, if a person is a stingy person and he says, I'm not paying the light bill, electricity bill, and therefore shut the lights and no one should sit and learn Torah at night in the shul, I don't want there to be a heat, I don't want there to be electricity going in the shul, so there's going to be a dafyomi in the shul, so because it's ra in his eyes that there should be a Torah in the bias, such a person will go into the Gehenna where there's plenty of fire and this fire does not need any oxygen.
I always want to start a tzedakah organization. It's an umbrella. You give to this organization and they specifically go and pay the electric bills, either of who you say to or to spread it out, you know, to different. They will pay directly to the Con Edison, the electric bill. Like if you want to have the schuss of the lights in that shul, whatever.
Gvala.
Yeah.
Gvala. It's a very important thing because electricity is through the roof. The person is not mahane. Talmidei chacham will never look at ein royas in bracha li oilam. Never, ever, ever.
And the Miller reverses the case as well.
Shnema. Ein sarid l'achloi, there is no remnant, there is no talmud chacham l'achloi to feed the person. Al kein lo yachil tuvoi, he has no hope. He has no hope in this world of ever seeing something good come from himself. Ein sarid l'chamil chacham, shnema uvas siridim asher Hashem kare, we said it before, fine. V'yamah Rabbi Elazar, kol shenim b'shaya apas al shulchan, halach inu ayu b'sim brach l'yilam. Very important, halach that you bench. When you bench, ein abracha, shari ela, I'll, you have to have something to be chal upon. So when you bench, there must be crumbs that remain on the table when you recite Birchas Hamazon. Vayit Hashemar, Ein Sorit L'Achloi, there is no remnant of his food. The food is not on the table. And the male, if the food is not on the table, so when you recite Birchas Hamazon, the bracha is not going to be chal. He's not going to be an alkin lo. Yachil Tuvoi, there's nothing good to hope for. Frek the Gemara, that we have a halach, that a person puts bread on the table when he benches, it's Avoy de Zara. It says, those people who arrange lagad. Lagad is an idol. They arrange shulchan. They arrange a table. Lamni is also the name of an idol. Mimsach wine. There are two idols. For this idol we put bread. And for this idol we put wine. So it says the famous that putting bread on the table at is avodah zara. There's a procedure. You have to follow the protocol. If a person has crumbs and next to the crumbs he puts a shalem, a loaf of bread at shalem, that's avodah zara. But if a person just eats his meal and there are crumbs left over and he does not put a loaf of bread, that is the proper thing to do. That's what you do when you recite Birchas Hamazon, and there should be the leftovers of your food. And by the way, you all know the tainus of the Ravid. Do you do this? What's the tainus of the Ravid? Never eat a full portion. Always leave something over. It's very good for dieting.
It's not Baal Tashkis.
It's not Baal Tashkis because self, if you can go spend, if you have a steak and each bite costs $5 and you leave over $50 worth of your steak to show I'm not a Baal Taiva, I am in control. The piece of meat is not what is in control. I am in control. It was kedai to spend $50 in order to exercise restraint, to show yourself, your neshama, who the boss is.
Still Baal Taiva.
What?
It's still Baal
Tashkis. No, it's not. It's not Baal Tashkis. The tainus of the Ravid is an old age question. The more you leave over, the better.
Yeah.
The more you leave over, the more self restraint. Yeah. The more self restraint.
Don't discard with the kids.
So maybe give it some.
The vegetables, the Gemara says, leave it over.
We're talking over here, something which you enjoy very much. Steak. Rib steak.
Yeah,
I don't know. What do you like?
You're supposed to leave over Torah?
Not Torah. You're supposed to leave over food. Gashmis.
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 The Omar. The Omar, Rebbe Lazar, Kolam Machlif Bidibur, a person that is a liar. He's a man. The Malach is a whole discussion. What exactly is Machlif Bidibur? You're a faker. You're a phony. You make believe. You're such a tzaddik. Oh, such a tzaddik. And then behind his back, you mamish, you curse him out. I know people like this, you know? I mamish know people like this. To the face. Harav, Hagoyin, Hatzadik.
Mamish shows how nice they are. They don't want to insult the person.
And behind their back, mamish, when they say behind their back, they'll even go to the Aron Kodesh and complain to the Ben Shlom. I know people like this.
No, unbelievable.
Then Yaakov said to his mother Rivka, "If I get caught, I'm going to be like a kim satea." Ksivah says over there, "Hevel." It says Hevel, referring to the Hevel. Hema masay tatum the masatum. So if you see over here that Avodah Zarah is called tatum, and if he was afraid of be a faker, are you my son? Esav, yes I am. It turns out he was machlep b'diburay, and it comes out that he was going to be a misateya. The honor, but also kolam stak be'erva, kash to imin eres. A person, rachmon, he looks at erva. This mamish, the sin of the generation. The shmira seinayim. So what is the klala of a person that's danizer and shmira seinayim? His kash to imin eres. He's not going to be zot have children. His cash is refers to as it's a lashon nekiyah for the aver is nin eretz going to be emptied out nisroikein from zera. It's not going to function to produce children. Shneamar erya teor kashdecha. Now this pshutay shel mikra is a reference to the ribayin shel olam that Hashem's glory has been exposed. Erya means to expose. Teor should be awakened. Kashdecha is your might. We're being mavakish ribayin shel olam expose. And awaken your power, your keshes. And the more you're making the drasha, and the drasha is area loshon of erva. Make believe that the yud is a vav, Well, no, that's with the base. What area means over here, loshon of the erva. That's the most drasha. Teyar means it will be emptied out. Kashtecha, because of erva. Because the person looks at things that he should not be looking at, he does not install that filter to protect him. This is Rav Shua's favorite gemara. He looks at erva, rachmana litzlan teor kashtecha. The catch, the euphemism as a reference to the erva will be teor. He's not going to be zaycha. Very frightening bracha. Very frightening thing. You should put this mamash on every computer. This should be on everything in front of every computer. Be very, very careful what you look at. Shmir senayim. V'yama Rabbi Lozul l'mal yavi kavel l'kavel. Everyone should kavel. You should be, kavel means humble, shofel. It means you should be very, look at the word Rashi, what you kavel have, onof, humble. You should be very humble. The kayam, and then you live. But if you're balgaiva, then you go nowhere.
Going nowhere.
You should be kavel, then the kayam, you will exist. Ama, Rebbe Zera, af ananami, today we also learned this. Af ananami, today we also learned this. Bayis ofel, this is a murder gemara. The bayis ofel, a house that's dark, ain paischim loy chaloy nois, liros nig nigoy. If there is a neg, if you suspect that there is a neg in the bayis, and you want to see the nega, so can we open up a window? Can we go and call the contractor? There might be a nega, so we'll demolish the building. Should you call the contractor to maybe open up a window in order you can see what's going on in the bayis to the nega? Because that's l'chomare ene akoyin. No. Unbelievable halacha. That if it's dark in the house and you can't really see, you do not open up windows to see if there are negoyim in the house. So what do you see over there? A person who is dark. Dark means he's humble. He's humble. He does not have the limelight. The limelight is not shining on the person. In Shemayim, they're not looking for negoyim. But a person, you're in the spotlight.
Humble,
spotlight.
Humble.
Oh, you have the spotlight? Oh, let's take a see what the negoyim you have.
Some people never take a guest of honor. They don't want to be known.
Vaita. So you show some people start to do some people they mamish it they're forced into it. They do it because they from Tuelas. They do mamish from Shemayim. The Shaol. There are four things which have never satisfied. The grave, the cemetery, they're filling up. That's why they have fences on the cemetery. People are dying to get in. People are dying. That's you know that, right?
The old joke.
That's what it says. The Shaol is never satisfied. That's why they have to have fences around the further. The Oitzeracha means a woman, Taiva of Tashmish. There's never satisfaction. The Eretz and the landless Sova Mayim, And the earth is never three things, and the earth is never satisfied with water. The earth always wants more water. What's the more makes Josh? Why? What's the juxtaposition of the grave near the womb? Ella, loy malcha, marechem machnis. You might say zera goes in and a human being comes out. Likewise, af shaol, the person, the body goes in. Machnis umaitzi and a human being comes out. Tchias amesim. Here's a raya of a haloka dovim kabuchem ma'ol rechem shemachnis boi bechashai tznius. A time of conception, a time of quietness of conception. Yet umaitzi menu bekolikolos. When the baby is born, the baby cries, the baby comes out. So shaol, when they put a person to the ground, it is accompanied by people who are crying. Shemachnis boi bekolikolos. Ain din shemaitzi menu bekolikolos. When the person comes out, tchias amesim. The person is going to come out with shouts of joy.
What's about the malchash shemizdima?
What? So we learned that was the Marzol Kasha.
Yes, the Mar Hashem is Dima. There's not going to be any. Rabbi Schwab says.
No, doesn't say there's tears. Doesn't say there are tears. It is Koli Kolos. It just says it's going to be sounds of joy. It doesn't say tears.
The only reason there's joy is because of the sadness from before.
When a baby is born, the baby is screaming. There are tears.
I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about you just tell me before the verse from Rabbi Schwab. That the simcha comes only because the real simcha comes because there was sadness before. Okay, well, you hear my point.
Mikan teshuvo le'oimrim ein tchias ha'mesim min ha'tarev. Tonel be'yo, shadikim, shos ha'kish, b'chol ha'chiyos, na'inim, t'choiz, la'afan. After Tchias HaMesim, anyone who's Zerchah, they're not going nowhere, they're not going to die, they're going to live on forever. Shnema v'niska v'Hashem levad v'yamahu. V'yamahu is 1,000 years. There's going to be 1,000 years in this world when the world's going to be undergoing rehabilitation, when there's going to be no one living in this world because the world's going to be contaminated and that's going to be cleansing from the internet, from whatever. So therefore, what are the tzaddikim going during this? During these, if you're going to tell me that the tzaddikim are going to be, they live forever. So where are they going to live for this 1,000 years when the earth will be inhabitable? What are they going to do? So the Gemara says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yislacham Kinafayim, Hashem will cause them to grow wings. Kinashon like eagles. The Shatin, they're going to fly, Al Pnei Hamayim on the water, Shnemar, Al Kein Lo Nira, will not be afraid. The tzaddikim will not be afraid. Behamir Aretz, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu exchanges the land, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu transforms the land, the earth will be transformed. Bimoit Hodim, when the mountains melt, they collapse. Beleva Yamin, there will come a time in this world when the mountains are going to collapse. The entire world is going to be transformed into water. We're going to be submerged in water, and there's going to be no one living,
no more marble.
And there's going to be no human beings living in this world. So the problem over here is, but what about this thing that are going to be just where they're going to live? Hashem's going to make them wings, and they're going to go, and they're going to fly in the sky, and they're going to remain in the sky for 1,000 years, and they'll be able to live elsewhere until this world has been rehabilitated, where they can come back and live in this world.
What was that one we just talked before about the certain people who are not going to have chias, and don't need chias, and they say tzaddikim and the rishonim don't need chias, only certain people.
So I told you that the Rav Schwab says that there are only two people that have chias and mason, tzaddikim gemur. Everyone in the middle, they can have their the tikkun in the olam ha'emes. They don't need to come back. There's no suffering like in this world, not even, and there's no joy like in this world. Right? B'shem atam will say yesham tsar, that while they're in the other world, they're floating in shemitzim of tsar shetam lemar. The koyvei Hashem yachalifu choyach. Those that yearn for Hashem will be renewed with strength. It's very interesting. This gemara has two vavs, which only way to read is the koyvei. A lot of the new chumashim and the redaktan, they tell us that the correct pronunciation is v'koyei, not v'koyvei. But that it cannot be reconciled with the way the Gemara presents it with two vavs. There are two vavs in the Gemara. You only can read v'koyvei. You can't read v'koyei. So which one is right? Is it the correct pronunciation v'koyvei or is it v'koyei? That is a very big shaila. Hashem yachalifu choyach. Yalu ever kan nishonul. They will grow wings like eagles. Yorutsu, they will run v'lo yigohu, they will not become tired v'lielchu, they will go v'lo yofu. These beautiful expressions, all different dargas of ruchnius, of yorutsu, yelchu v'lo yofu. V'nelef mimei, in fact, the Gemara, you're telling me now that tchias ha-mesim, those who come back at tchias ha-mesim, are not going to die. Oh, but what about the people in the time of Yecheskel? Yecheskel was mechayim mesim, the atzamas ha-yaveshois, he was mechayim mesim, and those people died. They died. So we see there was a dogma of Tchiyas HaMesim in this world where people came back to life and they died. So who says that the Tchiyas HaMesim L'Asav is going to be like in the Matzev where they're not going to die? Maybe it'll be like Yecheskel where they're going to die. Never happened. L'Ahoyav L'Nivra. Be'emes Mosh L'Ahoyav. This man that says that L'Asav when there's going to be Tchiyas HaMesim, they're going to live forever and they're going to grow wings and they're going to go to another world and they're not going to get tired. While this world undergoes rehabilitation for 1,000 years after the mountains, they melt into the waters and the earth is inhabitable, holds that the Ma'aseh in Yecheskel was just a vision. It was a vision in his mind, it never really happened. That's not so simple. D'tanya, we are now going to present all the different opinions exactly what happened at the time Yecheskel. That's what I saw. Rabbi Eliezer Meir, Ma'aseh Shechi Yecheskel, Amdu Awagleim, they stood on their feet, Amushur Mesu. It was Tchiyas HaMesim for a very short time. They died after they sang Shira. Ma Shira Amu, what did they say? Hashem Memes B'Tzedek. Hashem, they acknowledged, we died B'Tzedek. U'mechaye B'rachamim. And he had Rachmanis upon us. He brought us back to life for a short time to sing Shira. Rabbi Yeshua Emer Shira Zo. No, that's not the Shira. Shira Zo Amru. Hashem Memes U'mechaye. Moirit Sha'ol. He brings down to the grave Ayoal. And he brings up. That was the Tchiyas HaMesim, which seems to imply they lived for a little longer. Rabbi Huda Emer, MS Mashal Chaya. In fact, the Gemara Amal Rabbi Yehonachami im MS Lama Mashal. It's a stira. That is a what's the word? What's the English word? You have two words.
Oxymoron.
Contradiction. Im MS Lama Mashal. The Mashal Lama MS. Ella be Ella. It's one expression. Be MS Mashal Chaya. The truth is, it never really happened. In the middle of this, it's not a kasha. Therefore, machlokes. The Gemara over here is it shayach tchias hamesim? Is tchias hamesim and tchias hamesim where the person will die at a later point in time? Rabbi Eliezer ben Binoy Yisrael Yosef Loimer in Mesim Shachri Yechesel Oler Shol. He goes, no, not only did they live, they went there to Shol. They made aliyah. They went nefesh b'nefesh. V'nasu noshim. They got married. V'haylidu bonim. They had children bonim. Amar Yishua ben Mitzray al Ragel v'Amar Ani b'nei b'neim v'alul tefillin. I have a Yerusha. Here are the tefillin sheniach li abba avi al mehem. I have a Yerusha. I can prove to you that they lived. I even have their tefillin. Uman ninu mesim shech. Who are the mesim that the Yecheskel brought back to life? Amar Rabbi Elu b'nei Ephraim. Shemonu l'keitz v'tohu long Rashi. They left Egypt 30 years too early. They made a calculation. They went out of Egypt. V'shnemar. Ben Ephraim, Shu Solach, Uvered, Benoy, Vesachas Benoy, Ve Elod Benoy, Vesachas Benoy, Vezovad Benoy, Vesholach Benoy, Ve Ezer, Ve Eloz, Vaharogum, Anshe Gas. Han Noilo Dim Oretz, they left Egypt 30 years too early, they escaped, they thought that the Gula has come, they left, and they came to Eretz Canaan, and the people of Gas, one of the Canaanite nations, killed them. Uchse Vayisabel, Ephraim, Avim, Yom Rabim, he mourned over them. Vayavo Echav Lenachamo, his brothers came to give him comfort. So therefore, these people, they died. They died prematurely. They left Mitzrayim, and it was these people, the Bnei Ephraim, to which whom Yecheskel brought back to life. Amar Elu, Shmuel says Elu Bnei Adam Shekafu B'Chias HaMesim. Amar Rechones. That's Mamish in the sugya. Who has no chelik olam haba? Has no chelik. People who deny Tchias HaMesim. So Hashem has so much Rachmanis. Even the people Hashem was showing Klal Yisrael. You have despair. This is the Gaul. This is the Churban. Yeah, we're in such a state of despair. Hashem, so I'm going to have Rachmanis on you. I'm going to even have Rachmanis on the people that don't deserve to have Rachmanis. Who are the people that do not deserve to have Rachmanis? Those who deny Tchiyas HaMesim, them alone I'm going to do Tchiyas HaMesim.
I call them chained by Deos L'Rachim Elohim.
Doesn't matter. That was exactly the point. The Kosh Baruch wanted to go so far how much Rachmanis Hashem has.
Wow.
Even that. Eil b'yadam shekarim b'tchiyas HaMesim, the worst of the worst. Shonemar, v'ayomel ha'ben adam ha'atzamos eilah kol beis Yisrael. And this is a reference to Klal Yisrael. Hinei oim, they say, yavshu atzim v'sein v'avdut v'sein. They say, our bones, our dry bones, Eish and Eitz Yovesh, the other Sikva Seinu, Nigzar Nulanu, we have been cut off. Even these people that come to Shmuel and brought back to life. They have no lachlucha shel mitzvah. They have no lachlucha. They just do everything mitzvahs anoshim limuda. They don't have any lachluchas. The total opposite of you people. You see, we have no day. The shenemar ha'atzamos hayevesha is shemud v'Hashem. And these when after Amar Eil b'Niyodam shechibu yasahichal b'kulu shkotzer nemasim tam yicheskel they want to cover the walls of the mikdash with avodah zara images of avodah zara shenemar bevo ve'era v'hinei kol tav nesrem es behim of the shekets v'chol gilu beis Hashem v'chuge was etched ala kir sadiv v'chsev hasim ha'avirin aleim so Hashem showed me what they done the greatest abominations they hung up in the beis Hamikdash. Even these people of the Shbaruch who brought back to life. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Eilu Meisim, Shebegaz Dura, the people of Begaz Dura, these are the people who were exiled, they were beautiful people, and the Gemara says, the Maisa, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan, in the Ha'ishul. Okay, we have to do the Maisa tomorrow.